Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Daniel Garcinski, G-A-R-C-Y-N-S-K-I. Daniel Garcinski is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 1-20-21. Appeared at that time he was the restrained driver of a van. Appeared he stated there were cars all around. Appeared he gives a vague mechanism of injury, but states he did experience loss of consciousness and his airbag did deploy. Appeared he believes he injured his head, neck, shoulder, back, and right leg, and was seen at the emergency room in Elmer the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he was treated neurosurgically with Dr. Momi. Appeared he gave a history of right foot injuries in 1998 and 2013. Appeared these were treated with two surgical procedures, including pinning and screwing. Appeared his ankle still swells, and he has shooting pain and tingling in it. Period. New paragraph. I'll insert the cover, I'm sorry, the summary here, followed with a couple of comments. He underwent psychological consultation by Dr. Woldoff, W-O-L-D-O-F-F, on 5-27-21. Period. At that time, he related being involved in a motor vehicle accident where airbags deployed, but he did not have loss of consciousness. Peter refused an ambulance due to alleged child care concerns and went to the hospital several days later. Peter was deemed at fault for the accident by police. Peter was treated and released at the emergency room for injuries involving a sprain of the ankle and shoulder, related body pain, and post-concussion syndrome diagnosed by Dr. Gottfried. At this evaluation, he was a poor historian and not able to provide information. Paired clinical presentation was not aligned with scope of injuries, including MRI of the brain. Paired Dr. Woldoff reviewed extensive records, and the claimant was seen by Dr. Barr, Dr. Gottfried, and Novacare. Paired she spoke to the vestibular therapist, who had similar concerns, and reported concerns about possible substance abuse. Perucci stated he was volatile, had slurred speech, and not able to engage in vestibular sessions. She also spoke to a neurologist who reported his mother accompanies him to all his visits and does most of the talking. There were reported concerns about possible malingering, but said she never considered intoxication before hearing these concerns and learning of Suboxone use. Paired history was remarkable for a prior motor vehicle accident resulting in ankle surgery. Paired drug and alcohol abuse was denied, but he is taking Suboxone, which is used for opioid dependence. Paired he reported it was pain management, but he never saw a doctor for this claim. Paired had a history of anxiety that started 7 years ago. Paired was taking medications for that and currently was on Naproxen, Suboxone, clonazepam, and an SSRI daily. Paired worked for the paper company for almost 10 years at the time of the injury. Paired asserted he had excellent reviews and work relationships and wants to work. Paired, upon exam, speech was mildly impaired. Paired's thoughts were logical, but at times he was confused and could barely answer the evaluator's questions. Mood was labile, and there was possible evidence of malingering or symptom magnification, as clinical presentation was incongruent with review of medical records and scope of injury. Period. She diagnosed generalized anxiety disorder by history, opioid dependence, given you some Suboxone, rule out mood disorder and rule out personality disorder. Period. He is clear to return to work from a mental health perspective. Period. All behaviors seen at that evaluation indicated no mental diagnosis from the accident perspective. Period. He then received treatment from this and other specialists over the next many months. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic. His speech was mumbled. and tended to trail off. Period. He was alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Period. He declined participating in Romberg, comma, tandem gait, comma, heel to shin testing, finger to nose testing, comma, and standing on one foot. Period. Extremities upper. Motion of the right shoulder was guarded in anticipatory fashion. Period. Adduction was 30 degrees. Abduction 110 degrees. Flexion 100 degrees. With extension, internal rotation, and external rotation to zero. Period. He also demonstrated odd posturing with his right shoulder towards his chest. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5 and resisted bilateral shoulder abduction, comma, right elbow extension, comma, and right grip strength. Paired the latter was also performed in a ratchet-like fashion. Paired strength was otherwise 5-5 throughout the remaining muscle groups of the upper extremities. Extremities lower, he remained in his shoes. Paired inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the right medial ankle and swelling about the ankle also. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+/5 with resisted right plantar flexion. Strength but was otherwise 5/5. Cervical flexion was full to 50 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation was 70 degrees, comma, bilateral side bending to 40 degrees and extension to 25 degrees. The rest is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees with odd posturing suggestive of melodramatic displays of perceived pain. Period extension was to 0 degrees. Period bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period and then normal through. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 5 degrees and left at 10 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without particular complaints. Period at this very small acute angle, his subjective responses are not clinically consequential. Period, he did have a positive Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period, impressions. On 122-21, Daniel Grzynski was involved in a motor vehicle collision while working. Period, he currently states he experienced loss of consciousness. Period, he was vague about the mechanism of injury he sustained. Period, subsequent records show he actually did not experience loss of consciousness in this event. Period, he declined transportation to the emergency room, alleging he had child care duties to attend to. Period, 3 days later, he was seen at Inspire Medical Center and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period, they did not show any acute abnormalities. Period, he then was seen by orthopedic and other specialists over the ensuing months. Period. He did not undergo any surgery. Period. In paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Grzynski is very consistent with symptom magnification. But this included the odd posturing he demonstrated with right shoulder motion and lumbar spine motion. Period. His supine straight leg raise maneuvers were indicative of symptom magnification, as was his positive Hoover test. Period. He had a heel surgical scarring about the right ankle with associated swelling and weakness. Period. His speech was mumbled and tended to trail off. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head. Paradigm will also assess whether he has permanency involving the neck, shoulder, back, or right leg. Period.